And I'm Elsa Chang. Fortnite, the hugely popular fantasy adventure game, is releasing its latest version tomorrow. But its hundreds of millions of worldwide fans will not be able to play it on iPhones or any other Apple devices. That is because the maker of the battle game has launched a real-world battle against Apple, and they announced the legal challenge with a dramatic video.
This power is ours and ours alone. We shall prevail.
NPR's Bobby Allen joins us with more. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Elsa.
All right, so bring us up to speed here. How did Fortnite end up getting kicked out of the Apple App Store?
Yeah, right. So Epic Games, which makes Fortnite, just took a big swing at Apple over its 30% fee on app downloads.
30%. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is, according to Epic, and they were sick of paying it, you know, as are, you know, countless other developers. So they told their fans to pay for their game outside of the Apple App Store. And in retaliation, Apple kicked Fortnite out. Then Epic sued in Epic fashion, right?
Nice.
By, you know, rallying its 350 million users against Apple. They held an anti-Apple battle contest and offered hats as a game prize that said hashtag free Fortnite. Dan Ives is a tech analyst at Wedbush Securities, and he said everything about Epic's fight with Apple was deliberate, including the timing here, right? Just when lawmakers and regulators are really turning up the heat on Apple over these fees.
Epic tried to strike when the iron was hot, go after Apple, groundswell social media movement. But it comes down to the courts. And going up against Apple, it's like trying to dunk over LeBron.
Yeah, why would anyone even try? So why is Epic so worked up over these fees, besides them being 30%?
Yeah, I mean, developers have complained about them for a while because, you know, they tend to apply to the apps that cost money, the ones you purchase, and those are the big money makers for developers. And the fees just make Apple and Google bigger and richer, and developers say it hurts their bottom line. And if you have an app and you want to get it to people, you only have two options, Apple or Google, and developers are just forced to play by the rules that these two big tech giants set. Here's Apple CEO Tim Cook. He's defending the 30% fee at that big tech hearing that happened in Washington last month.
When we entered the App Store market, the cost of distributing software was 50 to 70%. And so we took the rate in half to 30%, and we've held it in that same level over time or lowered it.
Yeah, what he means is that Apple's fees are lower after the first year. And Tim Cook is right that the cost of packaging, shipping, and, you know, space on store shelves is higher than a 30% fee, right? When you used to go into a store to buy software and games. But Epic says we are living in a different era, and a digital download should not be effectively taxed by Apple. And by the way, Epic is making the same case in court against Google.
Okay, so where do things stand now in all this litigation?
Yeah, so the judge in the Apple case says there are serious questions with these fees, but the judge is not going to let Epic get back into the Apple App Store. The judge said, look, Apple has a rule, and Epic broke that rule. That looks like a breach of contract. It's sort of a self-inflicted wound. But the legal fight is not over. You know, it's probably going to drag on for some time. And meanwhile, Fortnite's releasing its new version. And, you know, gamers can play on Nintendo and Xbox. But if you want to play on an iPhone or an Apple computer, you won't be able to. And that's an Epic disappointment.
That's in here's Bobby Allen. Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Elsa.